Okay, another Sunday afternoon. We had a crazy day today, which we're going to get into. Pretty interesting day. Cher? Yes, sir. Want to come and do the podcast? Cast? She's taking the fish out of the freezer. Let's do this. Come on. Oh, dear Lord. We do have a very crazy show today. Something crazy happened today that we're going to talk about. It was really strange. Completely out of our character, and it's just been fun. Plus, we had a really good weekend. Here comes Sherry wheeling that. Oh, as fast as you could. That was really good.
I need to get some exercise today.
That was it. That was your exercise.
That was it. Did okay. I get my heart rate up?
That was for that 15 feet that you went in. All right, here we go, kids. Notice we got our theme.
You found
back.
It today.
Found our theme. Welcome to Gang of Two, the podcart, cast cart.
What do they say about it? What do we call it?
A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dims.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Like I was saying, we have something we need to talk about here in a second. Sherry got into but we got into a little, let's just say a street altercation.
Yes.
We're going to talk about here in just a little bit. But on the show today, we've got something new that we're going to be doing called Fix You in Five. Where we believe that we can fix your relationship or you. If you're having a hard time getting into even in a relationship,
oh yeah,
we can fix you in 5 minutes. We're going to accept that challenge today.
Five flat.
Yes, we're going to talk to a lovely woman named Audrey.
Nice.
We'll see what's up with her. Plus, let's see here, what else? We're going to have a family meeting today, too.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Trouble.
It's not trouble, but I do think it's something we definitely need to talk about.
Okay.
We also have a song that, let's just say, a gang of two homies sent it to us. One of our homies.
One of our homies.
Sent in another song that we all know, but we never really paid attention to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a doozy. We're going to get into that as well today. But it's time now to catch up. Some catch-up music. This is weird just having music for everything, but apparently in the podcast world, this you're supposed to let people know you're on to another subject or something.
And you do it with, why not do it with music? How else would you do it?
I think this is pretty cool. It's got a good vibe.
I do like this. Is a new one. Is this new?
It's fairly new, I think.
I don't think you've used it before.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. Hit me, baby.
All right. Time to catch up. First of all, thank you for all the kind reviews that we're getting on iTunes.
Yeah.
We still have our 5-star rating. And then I realized that there's a review thing that they do on Facebook.
Oh.
I knew they did that because I saw them, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I keep forgetting.
Disregarding?
That.
You're disregarding.
you think so?
I don't know.
So I want to read a couple of these reviews.
Good.
Now, some of them are from our friends. I don't know if those even matter or not. Do they matter? I think
they
matter.
Full disclosure.
These are a couple of our friends here. This is Amanda One.
Oh.
Who's left a...
Norton.
Norton says, I have the pleasure of knowing these two hooligans in real life, and I can tell you that their podcast is nothing less than their candid, natural, hilarious selves... being themselves. Keep it up, guys. I love you both.
Oh.
Then Amanda 2 is right below her.
Oh.
Looking for some funny, smart laughs? Check out this podcast. And they're married. Hashtag goals. Love it.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Then Drew, some guy named Drew. We don't know Drew.
We don't.
Awesome podcast.
Because we know a couple of Drews, but this is not.
This is not one that we know. Yes.
Okay.
It says, awesome podcast, great content for couples from a couple of dumbs.
Sweet.
This is from a guy named Chris. Great topics, engaging and funny at the same time. Love the chemistry. People are very, very nice. This guy, another person, another Chris, not the same one. Mm-hmm. This will be the last one I read. All of them, by the way, 5 stars.
Nice.
As a longtime listener of the Lex and Terry Show, I love that Terry and Sherry have this podcast. It always has something positive, something hilarious, and usually has some advice that you could take to heart. Terry and Sherry have a great relationship, and that comes through on the show, and you can tell that they're actually happily married and not just pretending. Love it. Thank you very much, Chris. Really appreciate
that. That is really nice. He said all the right things.
Very complimentary.
Your check is in the mail,
Chris. Yes. Very, very nice. Thank you,
yeah.
Chris. Okay, so those are the little, that's some of the catching up that we're doing right now. try to figure out which order to go in here. Let's go
start with the bad and get better.
No, let's go with last night.
Hit me with the
no. Last
best
night was
shot.
Not bad.
Give me your best shot.
We went to a concert last night.
Yes, we did.
We got to see Kansas.
That was awesome.
The rock band Kansas. Which I've never seen in all of the years that I've been in radio.
I know. All the people you've interviewed, all of the bands you've introduced on stage.
And the weird part is we know these people.
Yeah.
We know these people personally, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm very good friends with Billy and his wife, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Billy Greer, one of the singers, bass player of Kansas.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. We went out to the show last night. Mm-hmm. They put on a great concert.
Amazing.
They were fantastic.
They were, had they been 20, I would have been blown away.
Yeah, but no, they sounded unbelievable.
They
in
sounded
fact,
just like, do
you
want
to hear some?
I do.
I videoed a little bit, so I'm sure we're not going to get in trouble from these guys since we know them.
And we're not going to play the whole song either.
No, we're just going to play a little snippet of what we heard last night. First of all, they played for 2.5 hours.
That's why I say, and they sounded fantastic. I don't know how they did it.
Well, they're professionals, Sharon.
Red Bull.
they're just professionals. I don't think it has anything to do with Red Bull or anything like that. But here we go. Now, I did something you're not supposed to do. I videoed a little bit.
You know what, though? Everybody was.
Everybody was.
Everybody. And I don't remember them saying you weren't supposed to.
I would think they would rather you not.
Sure.
However, this is them playing live.
Honey, come on.
Yeah, you're good. I get it. Okay, it was really good, Cher. Here's some more. Want some more?
Listen to that.
You want some more?
That's amazing.
Do you want more?
Is that not amazing?
It's not amazing.
Hit me.
Here we go.
He's hitting it.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
There's us screwing it up.
Yeah.
Same old song.
Come on, Terry.
They're pretty amazing.
Flash before my eyes are curious. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're really good.
I know.
Here we go.
Man. Listen to that. These are OGs, man.
These guys are great. They started off the concert. It's their 40th anniversary. And they started the 40th anniversary of the Point of No Return album.
Right.
Now, they started off playing like 5 or 6 acoustic songs.
Which was really cool.
It was really cool. And then in the middle of the last acoustic song,
lead singer stands up first.
Stands up and he's singing.
And he's singing. You still don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's coming.
And then all of a sudden, the drums come in and the light goes on
the same time.
The original member of the band.
Founding member.
Boom!
And boom!
It was just really, really
cool. It was
cool
the way they did it.
I got goosebumps.
It was really cool.
It was really fun.
It was well done. Bravo.
Yes, good job. And thank you for having us out. We had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And if you're a Kansas fan, you got to go see them on this tour because...
Yeah.
You are going to be so pleasantly not surprised because these guys are fantastic musicians.
They are musicians. But let's be honest, a lot of these bands, when they come back out after that amount of time, they usually, our experience, they don't sound all that great.
Well, just
anymore.
So you know, these guys haven't come back out. They've been playing
you know what I'm saying.
All along.
Okay,
they've been
whatever.
Making new music all along.
Yeah, I know
they've
that.
Never said, hey, we quit and then come back.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, at some age, you know, I don't know if you stop trying or you just don't sound good anymore. These guys sound awesome.
It was really, really good. And I don't like the age thing, but it is a thing to where I have a problem going to some of these concerts because one, it makes me feel really old. And yes, we're all getting older.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the times I've gone and I've just been completely disappointed and bummed out, actually.
Yeah.
Not so.
You know what
Kansas.
Was interesting? I thought there was, and Kathy was saying this, they have a pretty good mix of age.
Yeah, it looks like they're gaining new listeners.
Yeah, I think
new fans.
I think they play one of their songs on an animated show. Did you get that impression?
I'm not sure. No.
That's what I heard. So
yeah, it was really good. So we're putting a stamp of approval on going to see Kansas if you can. Absolutely, and it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Opening band, just
them. Yeah, there. We might have a sponsor. We got a reach out from a guy, not a reach around. I had to stop you because I know that's.
I know
your
that's
thing.
Definitely
that
where
one
I
of
was
your favorite
headed.
Sayings. Yeah. A reach around.
Yeah. Now, if it can go into the gutter, I am there.
We got a reach around from a guy who said he would like to be a sponsor. He's opening up his brand new travel agency.
Oh, sweet.
So, but I'm going, travel agency, isn't that a...
You know what, though?
getting your stuff done right is not an easy thing.
Well, I used to think, you know, you just do it yourself on the internet. But the more that I look into it, it's actually... If you have somebody that's like an expert of whatever area you want to go in mm-hmm. and go to, you know, like they know where the smaller places, you know, just get you more bang for your buck.
True. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll look into that. Either way, I wish the guy good luck.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Got to get a haircut.
Yeah. Me? You?
I do. You keep telling me that you want me to go to your haircut people.
Yeah. And you don't want to go.
The one, I'm disappointed because I really like the girl that cuts my hair.
She is slacking.
And she's always done a really good job in the last couple times.
She stopped trying.
I don't know if she stopped trying. She just seems a little busy or something. But
whatever.
Because I don't want to throw her under the bus like that.
I will.
But
just kidding.
I know you're just being a bitch.
That's what I do.
That's what you
That's
do.
What I do. Stir it up.
You stir it up. No, she's a really nice
lady.
I'm
sure she is.
No, she's awesome, and she's really talented. She's really good. She's one of the top people over there.
Yes, she.
But right now, my hair looks like Hermie from what?
From
Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's like flipping up on the side, and so that's something I'm going to do this week.
What do you hope to be? You want to be a dentist? Is that what you want to be?
That's what I would need. I would love to be a dentist. I'd love that. I went to the dentist too. So anyway, let's see here. Also, we wanted to talk to you about something weird that happened today. First of all, we decided we were going to walk down because we're recording this just on a Sunday afternoon before we have dinner.
Yeah.
We are making some halibut tonight. So we went down to Pike Place Market.
Courteous of, the recipe is from Tom Gray.
Chef Tom Gray.
Chef Tom Gray.
Yes. Now.
Courtesy, sorry.
Thank you. Now, we walked out of the house on our way down to Pike Place Market. We had a couple of other errands we needed to run. Mm-hmm. We were also hungry. Mm-hmm. And we started just kind of cruising around, doing our thing. And it had a real good feel as we left the house.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday. There were a lot of people out walking around, milling around. Everybody
pleasant.
Was real kind. And
there wasn't a lot of... I didn't see many homeless, aggressive people.
No. It was just a real kind thing. And I think I even said, I go, God, people are so nice today.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we go and we sit down because we're having comments. We're talking to people along the way. We stop. We get a cup of coffee. People are super nice there.
Went to the dairy store. Had a nice little yuck yuck with her.
Yeah, and then we sat down and had a little bit of this little place in Pike Place Market. It's a little Mexican. You can't really call it a restaurant. It's more of like a stand.
Yeah, like yeah.
And I had some chilaquiles.
Yum.
And you had huevos rancheros. And we're sitting at this table, and at the table, there's three seats.
Stools, really.
Three stools. And this woman, out of nowhere, just sits down with us.
Yeah.
She's waiting for her food, but pulls up the thing.
And
this
is a little table.
Yes, doesn't even ask, can I sit here?
Right.
Doesn't even ask for the stool. She turned her back to us, but she was literally at our table.
And she put her arm on on that little table that we had our food, put her arm around it. I'm like, who is this person sitting down with us?
And she just sat down at the table. By the way, if you want to see the back of her, I posted her on the Gang of Two Facebook page.
Yeah.
So it's
I think
there.
Her name is Rudy.
Rudy, because she was rude. Yes, I see. So then things started to get weird. All the niceness started to take a spin.
Yeah, from that moment.
Then we went over to the fish place, which I hate going there to Pike Place Market on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know why we did it.
Weekend.
Every time we go on a weekend, we say, why are we doing this? Because it's crowded.
Yeah.
Tourists all over the place.
Yeah, nobody's... And if I were actually a purveyor out there, I'd be pretty pissed off about it too. Because most of the tourists don't buy anything.
It's just people taking pictures.
Let's take a picture of your fish. I'm like, meanwhile, the people like you and I that just want to go in, get our fish, and leave.
Yeah.
Very irritating. And if it's irritating to us, it's got to be irritating to the business owners.
Yeah,
right?
And we didn't want to buy a bunch of it, so we just got a piece of small fish.
There's two of us.
Already had, yeah, there's two of us. So and the guy was kind of a, you said
he was
kind
a dick.
Of a dick. I walked away because I was getting too crowded in there. And
yeah.
When I get crowded, I get real uneasy and I have to leave.
Yeah.
So I just kind of backed my way out of there.
Yeah.
But that's when things started to take a turn.
Yeah.
Then ugly people started to show
up. Yeah.
All kinds of mean things started to happen. So as we're walking back home, we're walking in front of Nordstrom.
Looking in the window, because that's what I like to
do. That's what Sherry likes to do, window shopping. That's why they have the windows.
That's right.
So you could look at it. And Sherry slowed down to look at something in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this woman, this little teeny Filipino woman.
4 foot nothing.
4 foot nothing. Like, she had to slow down because we stopped.
By the way, very, very wide sidewalk.
Giant sidewalks.
Yeah, and it's just you and me.
Yes, just
in front of her.
And she was perturbed.
Yeah.
She gave us a really crappy look.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, look at this idiot. What is she pissed off about?
Right.
So then she walks in front of us, and she turns around to give us this shitty look. And I had to say something.
Right.
I said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, don't give me that look.
Don't give me that look. Sorry we ruined your day by slowing down.
And then that's when I lit into her.
Then Sherry lit into her and started, you stupid bitch.
Well,
I'm like, hey, there's
plenty of room for everybody here. You don't need to have, I said, you're way too short to have that much attitude.
Yes, you did that. And so I think it's the same woman who owns or works.
I don't think she does not own that place.
Anyway, she went into the store, and as she's going into the store,
I yell at her.
Sherry yells,
have a nice day. I have to say it was in a sarcastic tone of voice.
Sherry and her favorite, as you know, on the show, have a nice day. So Sherry figured she'd diffuse the very bad, uncomfortable moment with have a nice day. And she turns around and her broccoli goes, fuck you. And we both started laughing. So other people on the street heard it, and they were laughing.
Yeah.
Because she was so out of control.
Well, she was. If that made her upset.
Oh, God.
And she better be careful who she does that to on
No, no kidding.
Somebody else, because she was, like I said, maybe she's a scrapper. I don't know, but I don't know how she's going to defend herself.
No, it was a very uncomfortable moment. It made me feel bad because I was having a real good day.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to try something new today. We're going to do something called Fix You in 5, where we will try to fix your relationship or you. Maybe you have a problem with yourself. Maybe you can't find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a tough time keeping somebody.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Just email us at TerryJamesAlive. I got to get a different email for us. Anyway, TerryJamesAlive@gmail.com. That's TerryJamesAlive@gmail.com. And just in the title there, write Fix Me. Give us your number and everything else, and we will get a hold of you, much like we did Audrey. You like that song, Sherry?
I do. I like to clap to it.
Oh, that's right. This is the clappy one. Here we go. Listen to that. Anyway, it is time now for Fix You in 5. We can fix whoever in 5 minutes. That's our goal. That's our goal here.
5 minutes flat.
And we have Audrey on the line right now. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Hi, Audrey.
Hey, I'm good.
Okay, well, we hope this works out. People have come to us for advice. I don't know why. I mean, we've like anybody else, you know, we've been married for a while.
Yeah.
But we managed to try to make it work. All right, so we're going to put a timer on. All right, Audrey? And we're going to have exactly 5 minutes. Let me hit the timer here. Set timer for 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes and counting.
Can we win?
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, so what's the problem, Audrey?
Okay, so me and my husband met 20 years ago. We separated 10 years. We got back together. And now he has a problem with me, and I don't know what it is. And he likes calling me a cunt a lot, and bitch, and fuck you.
That's lovely.
And I'm over it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would not be happy with that either.
Yeah, what is the problem? You've got to know what the real reason is. You have to have at least an idea. I mean, a guy just doesn't come out of nowhere to do this.
Sometimes.
Because he comes home, he sits down, he watches CNN and falls asleep.
Yeah.
And that is a daily routine. And I am 46 and I am ready to, I feel like I'm a 46-year-old that's semi-hot, and I don't want to sit at home.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah.
You have some life left in you, yo.
And I got three kids, and I am ready to go.
Yeah, you want to go out and you want to have some fun and you don't want to act like you're 80.
So, yep. Audrey, what made you guys break up one of the other times?
First time.
He wanted to go off to college.
Okay. And did he?
Yes.
And did he get his degree and get everything he wanted?
No, he did not.
Okay, so that could have something to do
it
with
could.
It. His life may not be really turning out the way he anticipated.
Yeah. Because he likes weed, and weed wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, it takes away a lot of your drive.
Yeah. Man, I always hate to tell people to break up, but if you're really unhappy.
And if he's mistreating you like that, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that is not a good thing.
No.
He degrades me so bad.
Oh,
like,
fuck that.
I'm such an outgoing person.
Yeah, no.
And he makes me not be an outgoing person. Like, I don't want to go volunteer up the school because I feel like I'm worthless. And I mean, he's really damaged my self-image.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that's all we needed to hear.
Well, I'll tell you
what. His ass.
Yeah, Sherry's very quick to pull the trigger, which is scaring the shit out of me.
There's no excuse.
My oldest daughter tells me, Mama, I don't know how to love anybody because I watch you and Eddie and all y'all just fight.
Oh, God.
And that sucks.
Have you talked to him about this? Have you brought this up to him? Said these words to him that you're telling us?
I have brought it up to him. I had told him, hell, I've even told him if he wanted to go out of the marriage just to have fun, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're sending mixed messages there.
No, I'm just telling him, like, whatever it takes. Just whatever it takes to make you happy. Goddamn, go do it. And then come back. But, nothing. I don't know what makes him happy. Yeah. I really don't.
It doesn't sound like he knows it either. Yeah. I don't think he knows what makes him happy.
I don't either.
Yeah, you still. Sherry's right. At the end of the day, you still have a lot of life left in you.
Yeah.
And you have, besides life, besides age and everything else, you've got a desire. Age has nothing to do with it. You have a desire to have a fun, fulfilled life, and you almost have to. I've always been a firm believer, like, if Sherry and I were to ever get divorced, which I hope never happens,
It won't. You love her too much.
Well, absolutely. But there's been times when we went, fuck this, a little bit.
Sure.
But nowhere near like that.
No, we've never degraded each other, ever. I mean, we've gotten mad at each other.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to Destin this weekend for spring break. He is not going with us. But he constantly, he loves to say the C word to me.
Jesus.
And I want to knock the hell out of him.
Here's what you should do. At least I would do this if I were you. If he knows that that's the word that really triggers you, and you, the next time he says it, you just walk out of the house. You leave him
calmly,
with the kids.
Calmly.
You just calmly walk. You go you go over to your friends or your parents or whatever it is, and you just hang out. And tell them what's happening.
Yeah.
But yes, you need to make a statement here.
I think it's far too gone.
I really don't know what to do because I'm so over it. I really am. Like, I never thought divorce because of our 20 years ago, he got in a motorcycle wreck. So that really brought us close because I thought he was going to die. And I thought, that is my soulmate right there.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know what? Past is past. Right now, you're dealing with the present, and this is what you have to work on. If I am you, I am definitely laying down the ground rules and saying, this is the way it stands with me. You're not going to call me that anymore, or we're done, and then you send a message. Nothing says urgency more than sending a real message.
Absence.
You know what we're saying there?
Right. I mean, I got three kids that watch him act like this.
Oh, would you look at the time?
Oh, time's up.
5 minutes. Goodness. 5 minutes. I think we fixed you, though.
What do you think, Audrey?
I think so.
You're going to do it. Take control of your life and
seriously,
send
Audrey,
that man a message.
You're a really neat woman. You've got a lot going on with you. You have a lot of desire, and you deserve to have a happy life and to be respected. If this guy doesn't do it, you got to tell him and get. And if he doesn't change, then you get the fuck out of there. You know what
I'm
saying?
And by the way, have a great time in Destin on your girls' weekend. Wear a cute little mini skirt.
Mini skirt, huh? Mini skirt is the way. Is that your answer to everything?
Solve a lot of problems.
So anytime you walk out with a mini skirt on,
trouble.
I gotta be worried. Huh?
I don't think I even own any mini skirts anymore.
Oh, you do?
No,
too.
No.
You look great. You stop.
Yeah, fine. But you know, at a certain age, it's sad.
You think so?
Yeah.
What is that age?
54.
Okay. Well, it's along the lines of this. It's time for a family meeting here. There's something I want to talk about.
Should I get my lawyer?
I think, what's that?
Should I get my lawyer?
No, you should not get your lawyer. I think it's something that you would like as well. It's a conversation we've had probably umpteen thousand times. Mm-hmm. It has to do with our health.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We need to be healthy for each other.
Yes, we do.
And we've talked about this before. We need to be there for each other. And right now we're at an age where it could go either way.
Yeah.
You could either choose to get healthy and really make some drastic changes in your life. Mm-hmm. Because at our age, it's not as easy. It's
no.
not as easy. So you have to make drastic changes. That includes working out. That includes eating better and all that. And it's not just for the trip that we have coming up, being in shape to go to Hawaii.
Although that's nice to have those goals.
It's nice to have a goal. But I think that we need to at least maybe stay on this, on each other's case, maybe an update each week about how well we've done.
All right.
And we can grade each other.
Oh, I like it.
An A, B, C, D, E, F grade.
Challenge accepted.
So as of tomorrow,
yes,
we will do this whole week. And it's always tough for me because my schedule is absolutely brutal.
It is crazy.
People don't understand it. Yeah. I don't think you fully understand
Probably
it.
Probably not.
It is asinine.
Yeah.
Getting up at 2:30 in the morning.
It's insane.
And you just don't feel like working out. You don't feel like doing anything. In fact, the fun part of my day is to go to lunch with you.
Yeah.
However, we have to change. Yeah. We have to get some changes. We have our Go Cleanse people. I go in and out of being pretty happy with the way way I'm feeling to just shit.
Yeah.
And I think that now is the time I think we should grade each other for,
all right.
I don't know, how many weeks do you want to grade? Until we get it down. How about that?
What does that mean?
Until it becomes a habit.
Keep grading. Yeah.
Keep grading.
Definitely.
Each
and
other.
They say it takes about 30 days for a habit to form, right?
So for the next four shows.
All right.
The next four shows, we'll give each other a grade.
Or it might go further if we haven't developed a habit.
Yeah, true.
The habit would be grading.
But let's try
or degrading.
Let's try it because I really want to be there for you. I want to live a long time and make sure that, we have fun.
And not just to live a long time, but to have quality
of life. And I don't want to waste any money that we've saved for retirement
on some
doctors.
Bullshit.
Something like that. Yeah. So
And I definitely don't want to be on meds.
No. So here's what we're going to do. At the end of next show, A, B, C, D, E, F, how did I do?
Okay.
And I will grade you on how you did.
I like it.
Now, you do real well. You eat well. But there's some things in the house that,
that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you do take the time to work out every day. That's a very hard thing
Monday
for me to
Friday,
do.
Monday through Friday, I do.
You do a good job there. We do walk everywhere we go.
We do.
But I hate using that as an excuse. But we do walk, I think, an average. There are days that we walk 6 miles.
Yeah.
But I think an average, we probably walk 3 to 4 miles a day.
I'd say four.
Because I look at that
depending on the
time.
Weather. I mean, if it's bad weather, it's going to be less. But
with the weather getting better, we're going to be doing it all the time now.
Yeah.
So you in?
I'm
you
in.
You in? Family meeting over?
Yeah.
Family meeting over.
Ding. Where you don't have any sort of musical thing for
Listen,
this.
I'm tired of finding music for every damn thing we talk about on this stupid
disappointed
show.
Disappointed in you.
Yes. So we got a message from one of our, what are they called? Homies. One of the homies who listens to the show. And he said, have you listened to the words to this song here? I'm not going to say what it is yet. He said, have you listened to the words to this song? I thought to myself, I know the song, but I never paid attention to the words.
Oh, God.
We are all about to be horrified. Do you know the song?
Not so far.
I think anybody our age.
Light on the night that I pass by her window.
This is Tom Jones' Delilah. Oh, Delilah.
Wow.
You know that song, right?
I don't know.
You don't know this song?
I'm not sure.
You're
and
crazy.
I was a big Tom Jones fan. He was probably one of my first crushes.
Well, this might want to
I was a sucker for a hairy chest. When I was like 12, I'm like, I'll check that
When you're
out.
12? You little slut.
What?
What do you mean, 12? You liked hairy chests at 12 years old?
Didn't you? Oh, no.
Anyway, let's get back to this
song.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Now, listen to the words. It's already pretty dramatic.
It is very dramatic.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window.
Did you hear that?
I saw the light as I passed by the
window. Yeah, I saw her light as I passed by the window.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
What a perv.
Uh-huh. She was banging someone else.
I know.
She was my woman. What do you think he's now? What do you think he's going to do? At this point, what do you think he's going to do?
Let me just say one thing. He said was.
Yes,
okay,
was.
So in my mind, he's in her rearview mirror. She can do whatever she wants.
Well, not in Tom's mind.
Apparently not.
Tom had other ideas.
I'm guessing.
As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Drove her crazy.
Watching her.
Yeah.
Screw somebody else, sure.
My Delilah.
See, you know the song.
I just guessed.
Why, Delilah.
There you go.
I could see.
I could see she was no good for me.
Well, because, okay. They're already broken up.
I was lost like a slave that no man could free.
Okay.
There we go.
At break of day when that man drove away, I was waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
At the break of day when the man drove away, he was waiting.
And can I just say?
Yes.
It wasn't a, booty call.
No.
They spent the night together.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a relationship.
It was mutual sex.
Well, yeah, and the guy stayed the night, so it wasn't just one and done thing.
Tom wanted to stay outside and see what was up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he sat out in the car and stalked her for a while.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door.
So he crossed the street, she opened the door.
She laughed at him. That's not good.
Hold on.
I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
Oh, my God.
I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. Hold on, everybody.
My Delilah.
Gargled blood and then
God,
can you believe that? Can you believe that? There's probably more. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, I want to know.
Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore.
There we go. It's time for a solo.
Trumpet. Oh, this sounds like a mariachi band. I like it.
You're weird.
Listen to that. Do-do-do-do. I love it.
Baby, no. Laughing.
You know, I had time to take it back in the song, but he's doubling down.
She left no more.
I killed her.
And he wanted to reiterate it.
And everybody in Vegas.
My Delilah.
Everybody in Vegas just singing.
Why?
She's dead.
She's dead.
Forgive me, Delilah. I just can't take it back.